personaje de la semana, Philip Johnson. Annie, ahora vamos a empezar una nueva sección en la que yo leeré una historia sobre uno de los personajes que ya presentamos al principio del curso. Personajes como Philip Johnson, Lee Tong, Paula Eisenbach, etcétera, etcétera. Y todos son textos bastante fáciles, empleando sobre todo el presente simple, lo cual nos presenta una oportunidad de trabajar un poquito nuestra comprensión auditiva, ¿vale?
Vale.
Entonces, simplemente tú relájate, yo te leeré la historia y luego a ver si eres capaz de contestar las preguntas.
Vale.
Pero apuntando, ¿eh? No te voy a poner a prueba aquí. Bien, Philip Johnson is 39 years old. He's married and has two children. He lives in a nice house in Lincoln, Nebraska. He is a businessman and he works in a bank in the center of Lincoln. He is the general manager of the bank. He goes to work every day at 8:30 in the morning. He gets to the office at 9. He parks his car under the bank in the parking garage. In the morning, he usually works from 9 to 12:30. He spends a lot of time talking on the telephone and reading financial reports. He usually has lunch near his office. There are many good restaurants in the center of Lincoln. He goes back to the office at 1:30 and stays there until 6. After work, he usually goes home. But sometimes he goes to his son's school to watch him play basketball or baseball. He usually gets home from work at 6:30. But when he goes to see his son, he gets home around 8. He likes his job because he has a good salary and because he works with a lot of interesting people. He doesn't travel very often in his job, but from time to time he needs to go to Omaha, a city 150 miles from Lincoln. When he goes to Omaha, he usually comes back to Lincoln on the same day, but sometimes he needs to spend the night there. He usually stays at the Omaha Sheraton Hotel, but sometimes he stays in the Holiday Inn. He prefers the Sheraton because it has a breakfast buffet. ¿Te ha gustado?
Me ha encantado.
Muy bien, pues a ver si ahora puedes contestar todas las preguntas.
Vale.
¿Vale? Y luego lo puedes comprobar con el texto. ¿Te parece?
Vale.
Bien.